He was a small man dressed in a well-cut, lightweight grey suit, a soft, narrow-brimmed hat shielding his eyes from the glare of the hot afternoon sun. To a close observer, the only signs of discomfort he revealed were small beads of perspiration on his upper lip, under the pencil-thin black moustache. He walked with a determined stride towards the air terminal, his appearance contrasting with the brightly coloured shirts and casual slacks of the tourists around him. He ignored cries of greeting directed at other travellers from behind a waist-high steel barrier. His eyes flickered briefly over the uniformed police security guard at the barrier. The guard glanced at him briefly and yawned. A typical bourgeois businessman, or a minor civil servant. Nothing dangerous there. The guard turned his attention to a noisy group of bearded students jostling each other behind him. The small man passed quickly through immigration after a brief scrutiny of his Libyan passport. Collecting an expensive leather suitcase from baggage control, he was passed through customs. It was only when he reached the main concourse of the air terminal that he permitted himself to relax, and the determined stride became hesitant. Somewhere here, he knew he would be contacted. Carl Jan Hussig stood at the edge of the concourse, partially screened by a pillar, breathless from the fast run down the stairway from the observation roof. Carl was 23 years old, a blonde youth, hair lank over his forehead, eyes deep set, skin marred by traces of adolescent acne. He was dressed in a crumpled checked shirt and faded blue jeans. His thin arms, not yet tanned brown, were deep red with unaccustomed exposure to the Mediterranean sun. He had been following the progress of the small man since he had left the aircraft. Now he peered from behind the pillar, eyes straining across the concourse. Identification had to be positive. Carl dare not approach the wrong man. He glanced again at a crumpled photograph cupped in his hand. The hair of the man in the photograph was longer, curling back and under the nape of the neck. The moustache was thicker, heavier, and turned down at the corners of the mouth. But the features were the same. Carl smiled to himself. The man had come through customs and immigration under the alert eyes of the Spanish police without being recognised. Only he, Carl Jan Hussig, had identified a man whose face should have been known to almost every police department in the world. The small man standing waiting at the centre of Malaga Airport was Santos Morales, dubbed by the press of the Western world as the Leopard, and wanted for acts of terrorism and murder in 16 countries.
Big Finish. We love stories.